With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Inflation moved slightly higher last month, fueled by more expensive used cars, hotel rooms, and groceries. It's the latest sign that some price pressures remain elevated.
The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.7% in November, up from a yearly figure of 2.6% in October. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core prices increased 3.3%, the same as in the previous month. The November inflation figures are the final major piece of data that Federal Reserve officials will consider before they meet next week to decide on interest rates.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Franklin wildfire in Malibu, California, has grown to more than 2,800 acres and has forced up to 20,000 people to flee their homes. Actor Dick Van Dyke and his wife were among the evacuees on the western edge of Los Angeles. Also at SRNnews.com, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, shouted on his way into a Pennsylvania courthouse. Here's correspondent Michael Sisak.
Mangione was held without bail in a state prison in Pennsylvania. He was charged there with presenting a false identification to police, with forgery, and with a gun charge. Mangione's arrest in Pennsylvania adds a wrinkle to the process going forward. He faces charges there. He also faces charges in New York for the murder of Brian Thompson. Now, police and prosecutors have filed for an arrest warrant, and they are seeking extradition from Pennsylvania to New York to prosecute Mangione for that killing.
Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, where Hamas terrorists continue to hold Israeli and American hostages. Wall Street in the early going, the NASDAQ is up 1%. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on an historic discovery in Syria.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures. They've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that President Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year. He won 26% of Jewish votes. That was up from 21% 4 years ago. And while 48% of Jews thought that he would be more pro-Israel than President Biden, only 7% said the same of Kamala Harris. For about a century, Jews have been a reliable piece of the Democratic base. This is SRN News. The final House panel report on the July assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life says the attack was preventable. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The panel's newly released report confirmed its previously publicized conclusions, detailing how the attack followed a convergence of failures before and during the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, where a gunman opened fire, killing a spectator and injuring Trump and two others. The report, drawn from 46 witness interviews, hearings, briefings from federal agencies, and a site visit, but there was not, quote, a singular moment or decision of failure. The House report also addressed the second would-be attack on Trump in September, when the former president was golfing at his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Two judges have put a halt to the proposed merger of supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons. The transaction would have been the largest grocery store merger in U.S. history. The two companies say they're disappointed and are reviewing their options. More details at SRNnews.com.